keep yourself in the loop of everything football. Listen to Alex and Jeremiah on the Golden State Media Concepts Football Podcast.
Hello there, I'm Jeremiah.
I am Alex, always and forever here.
Dedicated to college and NFL football. The latest football news on and off the field. NFL draft trade rumors. We've got you covered from the NFL, Big Ten, SEC, Big 12, Pac-12, ACC, and everything else in between. Listen to the Golden State Media Concepts Football Podcast.
Thank you for tuning to the Golden State Media Concepts Football Podcast, where we talk the latest news, rumors, and games of the NFL and college football. From the latest signings, seducers, breakout stars, and all the news in between. As always, I'm Jeremiah.
Hey, I'm Alex.
What's up, man? Oh, man, this looks really weird. I'm not used to seeing you on the other side. We switched positions.
Normally I sit in the head chair.
I'm in the head throne today, baby.
Well, yeah, I prepared Jeremiah for his solo shows on Wednesday.
To be so good. I can't wait. I'm excited.
Yeah, Jeremiah has two solo shows he's doing on Wednesday, so I'm letting him get acquainted with the king's chair that I am so easily the main user of. So, how do you like it?
I like it, man. Yeah. I love it.
Just don't mess anything up over there, okay?
Nope.
I got a workstation all nice and ready.
Yep.
Yep. All right.
Yep.
All right. Well, you want to tell them what we're talking about today?
Yeah, man. We're going to talk about we're going to preview the Big Ten.
Mm-hmm.
The Big Ten today. We're going to do it a little differently than most of our other, preview shows.
Yes.
So I think we're going to focus mainly on the East Division because it's so heavy.
Oh, so heavy.
Yeah. And then the West is, don't worry, we're not going to disregard the West. It's just not as heavy, yes.
We're going to talk about three of the main teams in the West, and that's kind of that.
Mm-hmm. All right. So you want to get this thing started, Alex? You want to go first, or you want me to go first?
You go ahead. I have to sneeze.
Okay. You gonna dab on him?
No, I'm really trying to hold it off.
Oh my god, your face is so red.
Thanks.
Okay,
I'm just holding it
good?
In.
Okay, you good? Okay, I'm gonna start it off. Okay,
I'm good. Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm gonna tell you my top five teams in the East Division, as well as the West Division.
I think they might kind of match up to mine a bit.
Yeah. Okay. So number one, I actually have Michigan starting. I have them winning the division. Actually, they were 10-3 last season. 6-2 in conference play.
Mm-hmm.
They improve so much from Jim Harbaugh's first year as head coach when they went 5-7 in 2014 to 10-3 last year to finish number 12 in the AP poll. And they need to replace quarterback Jake Rudock, who played really good last year.
Yeah, he's with the Lions.
Yeah, and most of the Michigan's offense is returning. But remember, this team was really one fumble punt snap away against Michigan State to compete in the College Football Playoffs. Remember that game when they lost?
That was an epic play. That was an epic play, epic fail.
Epic. Yeah, it was probably one of the most epic endings last season.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I think they're going to take the next step in competing in the football playoffs next year.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think
this is the year when we finally see, that kind of season from this team.
Okay. So, from a Harbaugh coach team?
Yeah, from a Harbaugh. And remember how Harbaugh is with quarterbacks. We've seen it.
He loves them.
We've seen it when he was at Stanford. We've seen it when he was with the San Francisco 49ers, mm-hmm. what he did with Alex Smith, Colin Kaepernick. Mm-hmm. And you see what he did with Michigan with Rudock there. So, He's kind of like a quarterback whisperer, kind of.
He's a guru, man.
Hey.
He's just an offensive-minded guy.
Exactly.
I mean, he's a great head coach, but I think at times he can almost be even better, like an offensive coordinator.
He could. He can be a really good offensive coordinator, but come on. You've seen what he's done as a head coach.
Yeah, no. I mean, I'm not saying he can't be a head coach. I'm just saying I'm sure he can be a good coordinator, too. But then again, probably a lot of coaches could be good coordinators at their respective side of the ball.
Mm-hmm. So. Oh, yeah. And then and number two, this is really hard for me. To have the number one spot, but I forgot that I had Michigan in the football college playoffs, so I had to put my number one. So number two
very
is
consistent at least.
Yeah. So Ohio State, I have them finishing second.
Okay.
They finished 12-1 overall, 7-1 conference. You know, they did win the Big Ten last year. You know, I see them finishing 11-1 and 8-1 and with one loss in conference play.
Okay.
7-1, the same conference record. Matter of fact, I didn't mention, I actually have Michigan going 12-0 this year. I think
that's. Do you really?
I think I do. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, going back to Ohio State, you know, we've seen what this team has done. You know, JT Barrett, you know, returning as a starter, and yeah, I feel like I don't need to go dip any further than that.
Okay.
I talked about him so much on previous shows.
Yeah, yeah, we've talked about him pretty in depth.
Yeah, and then number three was I actually had a tough time deciding between two and three. Also,
between two state teams.
Yes, okay. I had a tough time because this. Because these first three teams finished with 12, at least like 10 wins.
Yeah, they're three solid teams.
Three solid teams.
I think with each division, you kind of have the three main teams on each side of the East and the West, and then the rest kind of. But I think with the East, like you and I were saying, there's more room for teams to move up as opposed to the West the last few years. You know.
Okay, well, I got Michigan State finishing number three.
Okay.
They were 12-2 last year overall, 7-1 in conference play. I have them taking a little bit of a step back because, you know, they have lost a couple of players east side of the ball, especially mainly Connor Cook, you know, going to the draft. I got them finishing 9-3, 7-2, 6-3 in conference play.
Okay.
Around there. So, yeah, I see them taking a little step back due to, you know, departures.
Uh-huh.
And 4-5, I got Penn State finishing with 7-5 record, 5-4 overall, and then Indiana. I have them going 6-6 and 3-6 in conference play. So, and these two teams finish with Penn State finished with 7-6, and then the Hoosiers finished in 6-7. So, yeah, those are my top five teams, and the East Division.
Okay, and so I'm also going to tell you my East if you want to get into your West, but I actually have a little bit of analysis on the West, too, if you want me to.
So, okay.
So if you want to maybe take the West and then just kind of give me your top five teams, we'll head to the break.
Yeah.
And then I'll come back with the West, kind of give my description of that, and then I'll give you my East, and then we'll head out. And then
Okay. I'm going to give you the West right now.
All right, let's get that.
Okay. In the West Division, I'm probably going to give you my top five teams. Okay. One, I have Iowa finishing. Yeah, they went 12-2 last year. I have them going 11-1, maybe with one conference loss. They did go undefeated in conference play last season. So I see them repeating as the West division champions. Wisconsin at number two, they finished with 10 wins, 10-3 for that matter, 6-2 in the conference. I had them finishing 9-3. Overall, three of those losses will probably be conference losses, but I do have them winning six in the Big Ten.
Okay.
And then three, I got Nebraska. They finished 6-7, but I can see this team improving from last year. I got them finishing at 8-4.
Okay.
Yeah. With 6-3 in the conference as well.
Yeah, I mean, they weren't far from 8-4 last year.
Yeah, so I got them finishing. I'm having them finishing with a huge step forward.
Okay.
And Northwestern, actually, I have them at number four.
Uh-huh.
They are going to take a huge step back, I think, from last year. They went 10-3, 6-2 in conference. I have them finishing 7-5, 5-4. You know, I think the 10-win season is kind of a little unsustainable for Northwestern.
Okay.
You know, they have Ohio State, Michigan State on the schedule, on the road. And they also visit Iowa, so, and they play all three of those teams in October. So it's going to be a tough schedule to start off the season. So
to say the least.
So all right. So that and oh yeah, those are my number 5 to 15 is Minnesota.
There you go.
I got them finishing at 6-6 and 3-6 in conference play.
Okay.
So yeah.
All right, man. I can dig it.
Yeah. Okay.
I can dig
so
that.
We are going to take our first break.
Here we are.
Yeah, we are.
Here we are.
We will come back with Alex's predictions
on the West and then my recap of the East and if I agree with you on that.
All right. Do not go anywhere. Be there or be square.
Rectangle.
No. Okay. We'll be right back.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
All right, welcome back to the Golden State Media Concepts Football Podcast to our Big Ten preview special.
Yeah, yeah.
I almost said Big 12.
It's okay. It's so and you've been telling me not to say that.
I know, it's so confusing.
Just said it
so,
one time.
In case you missed it, I did my predictions for the East and West divisions, and now Alex will say his.
All right, so
take it away. Take it away.
I will. I'm going to start with the West just because you went so in depth and so well in depth on the East. I'll
Thank
do the West
you.
Because one of us has to.
Yeah.
So our West is pretty similar, excluding 4 and 5.
Okay.
So
okay.
I have Iowa sitting at number one. Iowa was one of the nation's biggest surprises last year. They did kind of, they're not going to be a team to sneak up on anybody this year, but with. Great coaching from Kirk Ferentz. I think they should be a favorite for the winning the West. They have quarterback C.J. Berthard returning. He threw for 2,000.
I love that name.
Berthard?
Berthard. C.J. Berthard.
It's a tough name. It's a tough name.
It's a football player name mm-hmm. right there.
Yeah, but C.J. Berthard's returning after throwing for 2,809 yards and 17 scores last year and a pretty solid ground attack between a double running back load of Daniels and Wadley after a pretty good running back of Kenzeri left. But I want to say they have two of the top three statistical pass catchers. They're pretty much out of eligibility. And so they're lacking some returning stars. Three starters are gone from the defense, but it still probably should be one of the best in the Big Ten, especially in the West, I would say, defensive-wise. So I would say for sure I have Iowa at one.
Okay.
I have Wisconsin at two, you said, after a 10-3 record. Has a good debut for Paul Chryst there, who is returning to Madison. They lost the national championship to – they lost two national championship Alabama, excuse me, in the season opener last year, and they lost to Iowa.
You got Wisconsin finishing second.
Yeah, do you have them? Okay. Yeah, finishing second. They lost to who I have finishing first, Iowa. They lost to them last year by 4, and they also lost to Northwestern last year by 6. So
yeah.
That's going to be an issue for them is really winning the games they need to win. Alabama, they lost – they should lose.
Yeah, they lost pretty.
Iowa, it's going to be close. They should beat Northwestern, in my opinion, unless Northwestern really does take a step up this year. But I'll tell you where I have them finishing in just a minute.
Okay.
But
looking forward to it.
The Wisconsin does need to replace their quarterback as well, Joel Stave, their leading receiver, Alex Erickson, and their starting left tackle from last year, Tyler Mars. Yeah, Mars.
Is he related to Bruno Mars?
Yes, he is. No, he's
I had to ask.
Hey, it's okay. They do return their leading rusher from last year, Corey Clement, who missed most of last year with an injury. They lost their – that's a big deal for them, is they lost their defensive coordinator to LSU. They have to return a solid group pretty much in the cornerback position, and their DBs is their strong point of their defense. It's going to be interesting to see how they can handle teams in the division like Ohio State and Michigan State that are strong offensive teams as well. And they have a pretty tough schedule next year. They play LSU and Green Bay to open the season. Then they play Michigan State, Michigan, Iowa, and Northwestern, all of which are on the road. And if that wasn't tough enough, then they have a home game against Ohio State pretty much right after.
That's a tough stretch, right?
LSU, Michigan State, Michigan, Iowa, Northwestern, and then back home to play Ohio State right after a long road trip of, maybe no wins.
That is unfair and brutal right
That's
there.
That's brutal, right?
That's unfair and brutal,
mm-hmm.
wow.
Mm-hmm. All right, and then I have Nebraska coming in third, so you and I, we're straight with our three.
Okay.
It was close for me between 3 and 4, but I do have Nebraska coming in 3.
Yeah, it was the same way with me. I had a tough time mm-hmm. with 3 and 4 also. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Even though they did finish 6 and 7 last year, Mike Riley pretty much does have them in a position of growth this year. I think that they're going to be pretty improved. Like you said, I could see them winning 8 games this year. One thing they need to focus on is limiting turnovers. They were -12 last year. in their turnover differential. So that's going to be interesting. They do have Tommy Armstrong, quarterback, returning. He took pretty good care of the ball last year for the most part, but he's been working with their coordinator all offseason to hopefully understand the offense a little better. They do have a pretty solid ground attack with Devine Ozigbo. It's an interesting name to say.
Ozigbo.
Yeah, he rushed for 87 yards against UCLA last year in the Foster Farms Bowl.
Foster Farms Bowl.
UCLA. And the defense, honestly, is kind of their biggest thing. They haven't been great on the defense side of the ball for a while. They ranked 11th in the Big Ten last year. And that's
not good.
That's not that's like not that's good. 11 of 20 teams. That's you're close to last there, guys. And they ranked pretty much in yards per play allowed. They ranked 11th overall, and defense wasn't much higher than that.
Pretty good offenses in this conference as well. Also, so
yeah, like we said, Ohio State, Michigan State, Penn State. So for
that
most
defense,
part.
That defense is going to be really key to
exactly, and that's the biggest thing they need to fix. And that's why if they fix that, I think they can definitely get to 8 wins. Then I have Minnesota at 4.
Do you?
Personally, I do have Minnesota at 4. They have a new coach, Tracy Clays. That's his first full season on the job. He pretty much came in immediately, turned over the whole coaching program. Added three new assistants to join the program, and then a new offensive coordinator as well with Jay Johnson. He pretty much they averaged only 22.5 points a game last year, which isn't good. Personally, you know, especially in a division that also holds a lot of good defensive teams. What do you have? Ohio State, Michigan State. Michigan's defense has the chance to be one of the best in the Big Ten this year. So, you know, you got to have better points than that. Their quarterback, Mitch Leidner, came back. He closed last year out with on a pretty high note against Central Michigan, but they need to play better if they're going to really contend for anything in the conference, personally, in my opinion. And their defense has voids they need to fill pretty much also, but they do have very good standout cornerbacks and Eric Murray, and this is one of my favorite names in college football, Brian Body Calhoun.
Is the body part of his nickname or is it part of his last name?
It's a hyphen last name. Body.
Body Calhoun.
Yeah, but they left.
That sounds like a name for a WWE wrestler. Body Calhoun.
Yeah, well,
stepping to the ring.
Body. You know, yeah, Body Calhoun. Yeah,
the body.
Brian Calhoun. The Body Calhoun. That'd
Brian,
be good.
That's wow. If he doesn't have success in football, maybe he should go to the WWE.
Maybe I don't know how big the kid is, but he is. They both of those guys. They were standout cornerbacks. They both left. They're no longer playing. So that is the tricky side of that. Then I have Northwestern. Now, I have Northwestern taking a step back, personally. They did come off the year with double digits, but I do have them taking a step back, personally.
Okay. Oh, how many wins do you see Northwestern getting this year?
I wouldn't say more than 8, honestly. I mean, they do have a good team in place, but I think they take a step back. They're going to have to require more for their passing attack and their quarterback, Clayton Thorson. He only averaged 136 yards a game passing pretty much last year, and you can't have that if you're gonna contend in that division. Their running back was a strong point in their team last year, Justin Jackson. He's one of the best in the Big Ten. You know, their defense is what was the big thing, though. Their defense limited opponents to 18.6 points a game. They have two All-Americans on the team, including Anthony Walker, linebacker, and they have two good bookends there in Dean Lowry and Deontay Gibson. So that's going to be the big thing for me. Is if their defense can do well, I think they can win 10 games again. And the defense is a good part, but it's their offense that needs to win them games because their offense wasn't.
I totally agree with that. That's why I have them taking a little step back as well.
Yeah, and then I have finishing out the top 7, I guess you could say, would be Illinois and Purdue.
Then
just to cover all the ground, because that's what we do here at the Golden State Media Concepts Football Podcast, I'll give you my top 5 for the East Division as well. So I agree with you. Michigan takes the top spot. It's going to be important to see what they can replace Jake Rudock. Like we said, he got drafted, actually. Maybe that flew under the radar. Round 6, 191 overall by the Lions. So if they can replace him, their defense, like I said, is capable of being the best in the Big Ten, and they have a strong supporting cast on offense. So that's going to be important for them to keep cohesively going. If they can get a quarterback to step in and pick up that production, I think they can pretty much walk away with this division. Then we have Ohio State. Ohio State is going through a lot of turnover. They lost almost all their defense. They have 3 defensive starters returning, and this is JT Barrett's first kind of season that's his season. You know?
Well, I think it's because he went to the offseason as the starter. So it was,
I think it's a big
different
season for him.
Yeah.
So you have JT Barrett coming in as the no doubt starter when in the last few seasons it's been kind of up in the air. Still a good defense. They have a lot of talent on the team. That's not a roster that lacks talent. You know, you can say that for sure. So it's going to be interesting to see how they pick up from last year. Like we said, they did lose 9 starters overall.
Yeah.
So it's going to be really interesting to see how they do. Then I have Michigan State coming in third. That was somewhat close, but Michigan State always, you know, they play well. You know, when you have a coach like Mike D'Antonio, Mark D'Antonio. God, I always say Mike. I don't know why.
Mike D'Antonio, is that the basketball coach?
Thank you. Yeah, Mark D'Antonio. When you have him, you know, as much turnover as they might look like, there's not as much as you'd think. And then even with what there is, he keeps his team winning. They need to replace the big names that left, though, being Connor Cook, we talked about on our last episode, Jack Conklin, and Shalik Calhoun, all of which were drafted this year. I don't know where Shalik was drafted, but I know for a fact Jack Conklin was drafted in the first round and Connor Cook was drafted in the second round. So both big names you have to replace there on the offensive side of the ball. And then defensive end Calhoun, he was a real force there on the end. I have Penn State coming in fourth there. I believe
okay.
you did too.
Okay.
That's big for them. They have to place Hackenberg. They do have a pretty solid running back, one of the best in the Big Ten with Saquon Barkley. He played really well last year. I think that him coming in this year, once they get the quarterback thing, kind of solidified, they do run more of a pro style offense. So it's going to be big for a running back to step in and do well. I think once they find the quarterback, to solidify that position, then they can really start winning some games. Not to mention they have a new defensive coordinator, but he needs to replace the production of guys like Carl Nassib, who was a high draft pick this year as well, defensive end that played so well for them on the defensive side of the ball last year. And then fifth, I do have Indiana as well.
Okay, so our 1-5 is basically the same.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
okay.
Indiana.
We're just different on the West of it.
Yeah, so okay. Indiana coming off their first bowl trip since 2007. They did go 6-7 last year, though, so...
Yeah, I haven't finished yet. Well, that was a pretty big season for them that they had in a while.
Well, the big thing for them is they surrendered 37.6 points a game last year.
Yeah, they didn't play.
Which I feel like might be last in the division.
It probably is last in the division. I might have to fact check that.
Yeah, but what's important is they hired a new defensive coordinator. His name's Tom Allen. He should improve the defense. His defense has allowed 19.6 points a game while he was coaching for South Florida. So... if he can bring that production over, that's a big step up for them.
Okay, and just to round out 6-7, I have Maryland and Rutgers.
I do have Maryland, Rutgers, too. Yeah. So you and I have the East pretty much
the same.
Identical.
All right, well, we're going to take our last break, and we will...
Come back and tell you who we're going to preview next.
We'll come back. I think we should tell them who we are going to have in the championship game.
Oh, yeah, good call.
And then we're going to tell them who we think is going to win the championship game and who can potentially... Go into the college football players.
I have an idea who you might be picking.
Yeah, I have an idea too. Okay, well, we're going to take one last break and we will do not go anywhere, guys.
We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
Do you want to be healthier, yet you just don't know what to do? All these shows telling you this and that, but nothing seems to work. Well, listen close. Golden State Media Concepts has got something great for you. The health and wellness podcast dedicated to workout trends, healthy eating habits, diet, and everything about healthy living. Join us in our banters as we help you not just live life to the fullest, but live it to the healthiest.
All right, welcome back to the Golden State Media Concepts Football Podcast.
What's up,
man?
No, nothing.
All right, welcome to our special Big Ten preview episode. If you missed it, I did my analysis and breakdowns of the East and West divisions first segment of the show, and then Alex did his part.
West and East divisions.
Yes, he did his part. In the second segment of the show. So now we're going to tell you who we're going to think we're going to pick in the championship game and who's going to win and who's going to possibly compete for the football playoff spot. So, yeah. So I had Michigan finishing first, and then I had Iowa finishing in the first in their respective divisions.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to go with Michigan. Because I think this is the year when they make the playoffs. And so they're probably going to go for a 13-0 season. And I got Michigan probably as a number 3 seed as highly. Because I think that's probably most likely scenario. They can possibly get number two. But, yeah, I have them as a number three seed going to the football playoffs this year. Yes.
All right. Whoa.
Yeah, so what do you have, man? What do you think?
You know, it's crazy. I actually have the opposite of you.
Do you?
Yeah, I have Michigan, and Iowa.
Okay.
And then I have Michigan winning.
That's not the opposite.
That's literally the same thing.
It's the same thing.
Yeah, no, I have I do have Michigan beating Iowa and yeah, contending for a
football playoff
spot. I think they miss it again this year, though. So that's my little bit of difference to you.
You think Michigan is going to miss it?
I think they miss it by one.
By one seed?
Yeah.
So you got them as the number fifth seed.
Yeah.
As the fifth finishing. Okay.
Yeah. And, I'm not saying I know who those other four seeds are going to be other than probably Alabama.
Well, I think for them to make the playoffs, I think they have to go undefeated. Yes. That's why I have them going 13-0.
Because you have to.
You have to, yeah.
Yeah, because you're so sold on them being in the playoffs. They have to go 13-0 probably.
Well, I picked them in one of our early shows for one of our playoff favorites, and I had them in as the one of the four teams, so I had to be consistent with that. And I couldn't change my mind.
Well, I do have them winning the Big Ten, but okay. I think I have them just outside the playoffs.
Okay, that's interesting. Okay. All right, so do you want to tell the good people what conference we're going to preview next?
Independence, I believe.
You want to do the Independence?
I believe.
Okay.
Because we have the Independence left, we have the ACC, we have the Independence left.
Yes.
We have the Mountain West.
Mountain West.
The ACC and the SEC. And we might throw in...
The American Conference?
The American Conference.
Yes.
You said that before the show, I think.
We might, yeah. Okay, and...
But I believe we're going to do the Independence next. Four teams.
We'll do that when you come back.
Go ahead.
This is going to conclude our show. And speaking of which, this is actually Alex's last show of the week.
Yeah.
Yeah. You want to tell the good people why you're going away? And why you want to leave me and leave me crying here?
I think it'll be funny.
Okay.
No, I am going to Comic-Con. Comic-Con? Yeah.
Yes. I'm actually legit excited that you're going to Comic-Con.
Dude, me too.
I'm so jealous. I've never been to Comic-Con. I always wanted to go to Comic-Con.
This is my first time.
Wow. Okay.
And
so are you going to do cosplay?
No, I was going to, but I didn't have time nor the money to really get any outfits for it, you know? But
wow,
I totally would
have. That's so boring. You're just going to go in regular street clothes.
Well, no, I still have. I have a shirt for each Justice League member.
Oh, okay, that's not bad.
No, yeah, okay. It's great. But I'm going to Comic Con. This is my first Comic Con. I'm so excited. I'm a huge comic book fan. You know,
I hear it talking about it all the time.
Now, what else did you and I talk about a couple weeks ago that I was super excited about?
Oh, yes, you're going to see a Blink-182 live.
Yeah, I'm seeing Blink-182 at San Diego State.
Yes.
With another one of my favorite bands, A Day to Remember, and a band I've liked for a while, but it's not necessarily a favorite band of mine, and that would be All American Rejects. So,
okay, I think we might have to do a special Comic-Con episode next Monday.
Maybe I'll tell you all about it, man.
Okay, I think that's good enough for one segment itself.
I'll be gone from Wednesday all the way until Saturday night, I think.
Matter of fact, do you have Snapchat?
I do.
Okay, well, I'm going to follow you on Snapchat, and I'm going to see what you're doing.
All right.
And to keep up with you.
All right.
So be like, I'm
there. You can give an update to the fans, too.
I can. You know, I can. I'm going to tweet out from my personal Twitter and be like, this is what Alex is doing, guys.
Do it.
I will.
I'm so excited.
All right.
Whew.
All right.
Man, I can't wait.
And of course, with Alex being gone.
Jeremiah's doing a show.
I'm going to go solo.
All right, yes, man. All right, Justin Timberlake.
Justin Timberlake. I like that. Yes, I love being compared to JT. JT is actually the man.
He's pretty rad.
Yeah, he's pretty rad.
Man, he's cool.
Yeah, he is cool. One could do, but I'm very excited to do these shows by myself. I think, no offense to you, Alex, but they're probably going to be the best shows we have in the show.
I told you I'll be listening to them as soon as they go up, and I'll be the judge of that.
Yeah, can you listen to them? You're going to listen to them when you hit the road? Because you're driving there, right?
Yeah, we're leaving like at 6 in the morning on Wednesday.
Okay.
So I'll hear the first one when it gets put up, and then I'll try to listen to the second one on Thursday.
Yeah, when you head back to
Saturday. Yeah, oh yeah, at least I'm saying at the latest then.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be listening to
both and
of
then
them.
Let me know what you think, man.
Yeah, I'll be checking up on you, making sure you sound. Do the same thing with my sports podcast.
Oh yeah, that's right. Ben's taking over.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Ben's doing two solo episodes as well.
Yeah, and I'm doing the baseball podcast with them on Thursday. But anyway, this concludes our show. And do you have anything to say before we go?
I mean, catch you on the flippity flip.
Catch you guys on the flippity flip. Yes, yes. Alex said it first. All right.
All right, guys. I'll be back on Monday. You guys have a good week.
And then I'll be back on Wednesday, guys. You guys have a good day. Rest of your day. And
see you on Wednesday, Jeremiah. Is that what you want to say?
Yeah, see you on Wednesday. And do stay out of trouble, guys. Come on. All right. All right.